Good, Barbara. 515 on RadioRTE.ie. Now, with all the talk at the moment of making the 1st of February St. Bridget's Day the new bank holiday, a new book brings us through the history of the patron saint, husband and wife duo. Former RTE newsreader Una O'Hagan and her husband, former RTE producer Colm Keane, are co-authors of the Book of St. Bridget. And they join me now in studio. Thanks so much for coming
Thank you very much.
Making the trip up from Waterford. Una, so why St. Bridget? This is your third saint, is it?
It is. Yeah. And actually, you've hit the nail on the head. Saints are fascinating people. We did a biography of Thérèse of Lisieux, Bernadette of Lourdes, and now St. Bridget. And the thing I really like about Bridget is that she was a disobedient, single-minded young woman, a bit like Thérèse, who when she was 15 went to the Pope to make sure she became a nun. Bridget was very similar. She was a mix of characteristics. She was very kind. She was very concerned about the poor. She was very holy, but she was also single-minded, determined, and the one thing she wanted to do was become a nun, and she did become a nun at the age of 16. In fact, she even became more than a nun.
She went up to the ranks.
Yes, she did. She became a bishop. She went with seven companions to another bishop called Saint Mel, called Mel, who became Saint Mel. And she wanted him to profess her as a nun. Now, the interesting thing about Mel is that he recognized her because he had met her parents when her mother was pregnant with her, and he had predicted that the child would become great in the eyes of God.
Right.
So, according to all the great books of Ireland, the Behu Brigte, the Liberum Norum, the Book of Lismore, he read the episcopal order over her, which meant she became.
Isn't it mad that she was a bishop? And yesterday they were on Liveline giving out about women becoming deacons.
I know.
Never mind priests.
I know.
Well, it's like things have gone in reverse.
Well, it all changed around the 1100s or the 1200s. I mean, women had a big role to play in the church up to then. If you go back to Mary Magdalene, her role, all the Marys around Jesus and so on. And there were bishops at the time who were women, right. And she was one of them. But in around 1200, the church became a male-dominated preserve. And from then on, it was kind of men only. And women...
I know you. When you're listening back to this, you won't like that sentence. So I'm going to bring that up to your mouth.
Yeah, of course.
Because you've been a radio producer.
I know, yeah. I'm a bit off mic. Yeah. But women from then on, they literally kind of looked after the flowers, looked after the priests, made the dinners, you know, cleaned the church. And it was a terrible shame. But she also was up against it with St. Patrick. Patrick was a male, she was a female. There were three patron saints in Ireland, Patrick, Colm Keane and Bridget. Patrick, by the way, very interestingly, was associated with Armagh, and Bridget, who worked in Kildare, came from Louth. She was associated with Dublin, and major battle, who was in control of the church in Ireland. And eventually the Pope stepped in and said, Armagh, they had the primacy of all Ireland. And
so that's why we have St. Patrick's Day, not St. Bridget's Day,
exactly.
As in a national holiday.
Exactly. She lost out. And
which brings us nicely on to that. We mentioned in the opener there. What's your opinion on that? Charlie Flanagan was on Drive Time yesterday evening.
I heard him.
Arguing for St. Bridget's Day to become a national public holiday.
I can't think of anybody better than Bridget, really, in that role. I mean, she was such a wonderful woman. And she was real, by the way. This is now Bridget of Kildare. She was talented. She was ambitious. She was able, in her early 20s, to build this amazing monastic community, you know. I mean, it had males and females, everything.
And St. Bridget's Day, is it coincidental as the 1st of February, which was also a pagan feast day? Did she die or was born on the 1st of February, or is that...
She died.
On the Isn't that a
1st
coincidence?
Of February, yeah. And that is just a coincidence.
Right.
There's another coincidence in a way, and I keep hearing it, that she's a pagan goddess.
Yes.
And she is not the pagan goddess, an entirely separate persona, if you want to.
Was there a Bridget
way.
Who was a pagan goddess?
Yeah. Okay. And well, now, was there? There was a belief in a pagan goddess.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Called Bridget.
Called Bridget.
Right.
And you might ask, where did Bridget of Kildare get her name? She got the name, you know, through her father from Bridget the goddess. But she was real. And all the great books are very clear. She's chronicled by everybody as a real person.
And she set up a monastery in Kildare, mm-hmm. and there was the eternal fire there, which kept going by the monks and the yeah. nuns there, and that's all factually correct.
Could I come back to that just in a second? In terms of the public holiday, it's very important because we listened to some of the debate around the public holiday and Bridget, and a lot of people are saying, oh, it's the Catholic Church, she's a Catholic saint. She's not a Catholic saint.
A Christian saint.
She's a Christian saint. Mm, yeah. And it's very interesting because there are a lot of Anglicans who are devoted to Bridget.
Well, it's
and
religious though, but it is religious.
It is religious.
Yes, yes. But that's the argument against it. It's a religious thing. Yeah,
but she's more than that though. She's more universal than just religious.
You could argue that, you know, St. Bridget's Day was maybe borrowed, plagiarised from a pagan festival at the same time.
Yeah,
no.
And you could argue then that maybe a holiday at that time of the year is a good thing. Because
would you be wrong to argue? But you could, and
was there not a pagan festival at the beginning of February?
Oh, God, there was.
Yes,
yeah,
of course,
this was Lurasam, whatever.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
But she did die on that day.
Right.
And it's, you know, that's the way it is. There were only 365 days in the year, and she did.
Obviously, her life story is there. We've covered some of it. So Dundalk can lay claim to her, as in Louth, we can lay claim to her in Kildare as well. But then you go after the name as well, Bridget. And in the beginning of the last century, Bridget was the second most popular name.
It was, yeah.
Only, I mean, second only to what?
Mary.
Mary,
of
right.
Course.
Yeah, second only to Mary. And there were so many Bridgets in Ireland, you know. If you took any family, you'd have a granny called Bridget, a mother called Bridget, a daughter called Bridget, and you'd have chaos in a house. There had to be differentiation. I mean, they would call the daughter Bridogue, and maybe the mother would be Bree, and the granny would be Bridget.
Yeah.
But if you walk down a town, any town in Ireland back around 1900, and if you shouted Bridget, I mean, it would be like a rugby scrum, people coming at you.
What about Bridget Bardot?
Bardot,
not Bordeaux.
Yeah.
That's,
I know, that's the
Bardot,
one.
Yes.
That was a Freudian slip, I think. You're thinking of what you're going to do. No, Brigitte Bardot is amazing. She was born in 1934 in France to very conservative French Catholic parents. And the most popular name in France at the time was, like Ireland, Marie. But she was christened, they christened her Brigitte. And the name, of course, came via Irish missionaries, also came via circuitous route via Sweden with an Irish kind of route to it. And by 1959, Brigitte or Bridget was the most popular name in France.
Right.
So, I mean, Bridget's influence goes everywhere.
Yeah. So I'm thinking you would vote for a public holiday on the 1st of February.
If I were a footballer, I'd have a shirt underneath my sweater here saying, vote Bridget.
Well, the
I
thing
really
is
wouldn't.
About it, it's not just, I don't think, the timing of it is significant. That's one thing. It's the beginning of spring, the end of winter. It'd be a good time to kind of look forward, to take it, as Colm calls it, a little pause. But I don't think you're just celebrating St. Bridget. I mean, there were tens of thousands of Irish women who went to America to become domestic servants, who are collectively known as Bridgets because there are so many of them were called Bridgets.
Yes.
They worked hard, long hours, really made big sacrifices for their own families in America and for the Irish here, sending back remittances. They're part of the reason why the Irish, you know, acclimatized so well to American society. And we'd be celebrating all those tens of thousands of Irish women.
Right, we'll see what happens. I noticed in the top 10 up in Dubray Books in Stillorgan.
Yeah, your book is,
yeah, the book of St. Bridget, Colm Keane and Una O'Hagan. Because of the, you know, the death of Paddy Maloney, I would have loved to spend more time talking about Bridget because I have so much to tell you about her. But we've run out of time. So thanks, Una. Thanks, Colm. Great.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.